శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 14 రతన్జీ వాడియా ఆఫ్ నాందేడ్ సెయింట్ మౌలిసాహెబ్ దక్షిణ మీమాంస ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ వి డిస్క్రైబ్ హౌ బాబాస్ వర్డ్ అండ్ గ్రేస్ క్యూర్డ్ మెనీ ఇన్క్యూరబుల్ డిసీజెస్ నౌ వీ షల్ డిస్క్రైబ్ హౌ బాబా బ్లెస్డ్ మిస్టర్ రతన్జీ వాడియా and gave him an issue. The life of the saint is naturally sweet. His various doings, eatings, walking, and his natural sayings are also sweet. His life is bliss incarnate. Sai gave the bliss to his devotees as a means of remembrance. He gave them various stories of duty and action, which ultimately led them to true religion. His object may be that people should live happily in this world, but they should be ever cautious and achieve the object of their life, that is, self-realization. We get human body as a result of merits in past births, and it is worthwhile that, with its aid, we should attain devotion and liberation in this life. So, we should never be lazy but always be on the alert to gain our goal of life. If you hear the Leelas, that is, stories of Sai daily, you will always see him. Day and night you will remember him in your mind. When you assimilate Sai in this way, your mind will lose its fickleness. And if you go on in this manner, it will finally be merged in pure consciousness. Om Shri Sai. Ratnaji of Nanded. Now, let us come to the main story of this chapter. In Nanded, in the Nizam state, there lived a Parsi milk contractor and trader by name Ratnaji Shapurji Wadia. He had amassed a large amount of money and had acquired fields and lands. He had cattle, horses and conveyance and was very prosperous. In all outward appearances, he looked very happy and contented, but inwardly he was not so. Providential dispensation in such that no one in this world is completely happy. A rich Ratanji was no exception to this. He was liberal and charitable, gave food and clothing to the poor and helped all in various ways. The people took him to be a good and happy man, but Ratanji thought himself miserable as he had no issues, male or female, for a long time, just as Kirtan, that is singing glories of the Lord without love or devotion, song without rhythmical accompaniments, Brahmin without the sacred thread, proficiency in all arts without common sense, pilgrimage without repentance, and ornamentation without a necklace are futile and useless. So is a householder without an issue. Ratanji always brooded on this matter and said in his mind, "Would God be ever pleased to grant me a son?" He thus looked morose and did not relish his food. Day and night he was enveloped with the anxiety as to whether he would ever be blessed with a son. He had a great regard for Dasganu Maharaj. He saw him and opened his heart before him. Dasganu advised him to go to Shirdi, take Baba's darshan, fall at his feet and seek his blessings and pray for issue. Ratanji liked the idea and decided to go to Shirdi. After some days he went to Shirdi, took Baba's darshan and fell at his feet. Then opening a basket, he took out a beautiful garland of flowers and placed it around Baba's neck and offered him a basket of fruits. With reverence, he then sat near Baba and prayed to him, saying, "Many persons who find themselves in difficult situations come to you, and you relieve them immediately. Hearing this, I have anxiously sought your feet. Please do not disappoint me." Sai Baba then asked him for dakshina of rupees 5, which Ratanji intended to give, but added that he had already received rupees 3 and 14 paisa from him and that he would pay the balance only. Hearing this, Ratanji was rather puzzled. He could not make out as to what Baba meant. That was the first time he thought that he had come to Shirdi, and how was it that Baba said that he had earlier got rupees 13 and 14 paisa from him? He could not solve the riddle. But he sat at Baba's feet and gave the balance of the dakshina asked for, explained to Baba fully as to why he came and sought his help, and prayed the Baba should bless him with a son. Baba was moved and told him not to worry, and that thence onward his bad days had ended. He then gave him udi, placed his hand on his head and blessed him, saying that Allah, God, would satisfy his heart's desire. Then after taking Baba's leave, Ratanji returned to Nanded and told Das Gunu everything that took place at Shirdi. He said that everything went on well there, that he got Baba's darshan and blessings with prasad, but there was one thing which he could not understand. Baba said to him that he had got rupees 13 and 14 paisa before. Please explain as to what Baba meant by his remark. He said to Das Gunu, I never went to Shirdi before, and how could I give him the sum? To which Baba referred. To Das Gunu too it was a puzzle, and he thought much over it for a long time. Sometime afterwards it struck to him that Ratanji had received some day ago a Mohammedan saint by name Mauli Sahib in his house, and had spent some money for his reception. This Mauli Sahib was a well-known saint of Nanded and worked as a porter. When Ratanji decided to go to Shirdi, this Maula Sahib turned up at Ratanji's house. Ratanji knew him and loved him, so he gave a small party in his honor. Das Gunu got from Ratanji the yadi or memo of expenses of this reception, and everybody was wonderstruck to see that the expenses amount exactly to rupees 3 and 14 paisa. Nothing more, nothing less. They all came to know that Baba was omniscient. That thought, he lived in Shirdi. He knew what happened outside, far away from Shirdi. In fact, he knew the past, present and future, and could identify himself with anybody. In this particular instance, how could he know the reception given to Mauli Sahib and the amount spent, therefore, unless he could identify himself with him and be one with him? Ratanji was satisfied with this explanation, and his faith in Baba was confirmed and increased. In due time, he was blessed with a son, and his joy knew no bounds. It is said that he had in all a dozen issues, out of which only four survived. In a footnote towards the end of this chapter, it is stated that Baba told Rao Bahadur Harivinayak Sate after the death of his first wife to remarry, and that he would get a son. R.B. Sate married second time. The first two issues by his wife were daughters, and he therefore felt very despondent. But the third issue was a son. Baba's word did come true, and he was satisfied. Om Shri Sai. Dakshina Mimamsa. Now, we shall close this chapter with a few points about Dakshina. It is a well-known fact that Baba always asked for Dakshina from people who went to see him. Somebody may ask a question, if Baba was a fakir and perfectly non-attached, why should he ask for Dakshina and care for money? We shall consider this question broadly now. First, for a long time Baba did not take anything. He stored burnt matches and filled his pocket with them. He never asked anything from anybody, whether he be a devotee or otherwise. If anybody placed before him a paisa or two, he purchased oil or tobacco. He was fond of tobacco, for he always smoked a bidi or chilim, that is, an earthen pipe. Then some persons thought that they should not go to the saints empty-handed, and therefore place some copper coins before Baba. If a paisa was placed before him, he used to pocket it. If it was a 2 paisa coin, it was returned immediately. Then, after Baba's fame had spread far and wide, people began to flock in numbers, and Baba began to ask Dakshina from them. It is said in the Shruti, that is Veda, that puja of the gods is not complete unless a golden coin was offered. If a coin was necessary in the puja of the gods, why should it be not so in the puja of the saints also? Ultimately, the Shastras laid it down that when one goes to see God, king, saint or guru, he should not go empty-handed. He should offer something, preferably money. In this connection, we may notice the precepts recommended by the Upanishads. The Brihad Upanishad says that the Lord Prajapati advised the gods, men and demons by one word, Da. The gods understood by this letter that they should practice Dhamma, that is, self-control. The men thought or understood that they should practice Dana, that is, charity. The demons understood that they should practice Daya, that is, compassion. To men, charity or giving was recommended. The teachings in the Taittiriya Upanishad exhorts his pupils to practice charity and other virtues. Regarding charity, he says, give with faith, or even without it, give with magnanimity, that is, liberally. Give with modesty, awe, and sympathy. In order to teach the devotees the lesson of charity and to remove their attachment to money and thus to purify their minds, Baba extracted dakshina from them. But there was this peculiarity, as Baba said that he had to give back 100 times more of what he received. There are many instances in which this has happened. To quote an instance, Mr. Ganpat Rao Bodas, the famous actor, says in his Marathi autobiography that on Baba pressing him often for dakshina, he emptied his money bag before him. The result of this was, Mr. Bodas says that in later life he never lacked money and it came to him abundantly. There was also secondary meanings of dakshina in many cases in which Baba did not want any pecuniary amount. To quote two instances, number one, Baba asked Rs. 15 as dakshina from Professor G.G. Narke, who replied that he had not have even a pie. Then Baba said, I know you have no money, but you are reading Yoga Vasishta. Give me dakshina from that. Giving dakshina in this case meant deriving lessons from the book and lodging them in the heart, where Baba resides. Number two, in the second case, Baba asked a certain lady, Mrs. R.A. Tharkad, to give Rs. 6 as dakshina. The lady felt pained as she had nothing to give. Then her husband explained to her that Baba wanted 6 inner enemies, lust, anger, avarice, etc., to be surrendered to him. Baba agreed with this explanation. It is to be noted that though Baba collected a lot of money by dakshina, he would distribute the whole amount the same day and the next morning he would become a poor fakir as usual. When Baba took his Mahasamadhi, even after receiving thousands and thousands of rupees as dakshina for about 10 years, he had only a few rupees in his possession. In short, Baba's main object in taking dakshina from his devotees was to teach them the lesson of renunciation and purification. Om Shri Sai. Postscript. Mr. B.B. Dev of Thana, retired Mamlatar and a great devotee of Baba, has written an article on this subject, that is dakshina, in Shri Sai Leela magazine, volume 2, page 626, in which he says as follows. Baba did not ask dakshina from all. If some gave dakshina unasked, he sometimes accepted it and at other times refused it. He asked it from certain devotees only. He never demanded it. From those devotees who thought in their minds that Baba should ask for it and then they should pay it. If anybody offered it against his wish, he never touched it, and if he kept it there, he asked him to take it away. He asked for small or big amounts from devotees, according to their wish, devotion and convenience. He asked it even from women and children. He never asked from all the rich for it, nor from all the poor. Baba never got angry with those from whom he asked dakshina and who did not give it. If any dakshina was sent through some friend who forgot to hand over the same to Baba, he reminded him of it and made him pay it. On some occasions, Baba used to return some sum from the amount tendered as dakshina and asked the donor to guard it or keep it in his shrine for worship. This procedure benefited the donor or devotee immensely. If anybody offered more than he originally intended to give, he returned the extra amount. Sometimes he asked more dakshina from some than what they originally intended to give, and if they had no money, asked them to beg or borrow from others. From some, he demanded dakshina 3 or 4 times a day. Out of the amount collected as dakshina, Baba spent very little for his own sake, that is, for buying chilam, that is, smoking pipe, and a fuel for his duni, that is, sacred fire, and all the rest he distributed as charity in varying proportions to various persons. All the paraphernalia of the Sri Shirdi Sansthan was brought by various rich devotees at the instance and suggestion of Radha Krishnamai. Baba always used to get wild and scold at those who brought any costly and rich articles. He said to Mr. Nana Sahib Chandorkar that all his property consisted of one kaupin, that is, coat piece, one stray piece of cloth, one kafni, and a tamral, that is, tin pot, and that all the people troubled him with bringing all these unnecessarily costly articles. Women and wealth are the two main obstacles in the way of our paramartha, that is, spiritual life. And Baba had provided in Shirdi two institutions, that is, Dakshina and Radha Krishnamai, for whenever they came to him, he demanded Dakshina from them and asked them to go to the school, that is, Radha Krishnamai's house. If they stood these two tests well, that is, if they showed that they were free from attachment for women and wealth, their progress in spirituality was rapid and assured by Baba's grace and blessings. Mr. Dev has also quoted passages from the Gita and Upanishads and show that charity given in a holy place or to a holy personage conduces to the donor's welfare. What is more holy than Shirdi and its presiding deity, Sai Baba? Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.